I'm VOA's Richard Green with this worldwide news update. Israel launched massive new airstrikes against Hezbollah militants in Lebanon on Monday, killing at least 490 people and injuring more than 1,600 others, according to Lebanon's health ministry. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports from Washington, the latest strikes are escalating fears that conflict will spread across the region.
Israel striking more than 800 targets in Lebanon Monday, including the capital, Beirut, causing thousands to flee. U.S. President Joe Biden telling reporters at the White House the United States is working with its counterparts in the region.
And we're working to de-escalate in a way that allows people to return to their homes safely.
The airstrikes prompted an emergency meeting of Lebanon's cabinet and warnings from the United Nations. Imran Riza is the UN Deputy Special Coordinator for Lebanon.
What we've seen over the last week has been dramatic. The consequences on civilians has been huge.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council later this week to discuss the situation in Lebanon. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday urged world leaders to support Ukraine for a just and peaceful future as he spoke at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations on Monday.
Putin has stolen much already, but he will never steal the world's future, I'm sure.
Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. A Russian missile strike on Ukraine's southeastern city of Zaporizhzhia on Monday hit critical infrastructure and injured at least two people after attacks on the city late on Sunday wounded 21, that's according to regional authorities. Russia denies targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured since Moscow launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Zelensky will take part in a UN Security Council meeting on Tuesday before speaking before the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden will address an international forum for the final time Tuesday when he speaks before the UN General Assembly. Analysts expect Biden to discuss his support of Israel and Ukraine in this year's address. He will spotlight these two conflicts as major challenges as he ends his presidency. The U.S. Commerce Department is seeking a ban on the sale of connected and autonomous vehicles in the U.S. that are equipped with Chinese and Russian software and hardware, with the stated goal of protecting national security and U.S. drivers. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration says it's a matter of national security. It's proactively drafting rules to ban software and hardware for self-driving autos from Russia or China, starting with the model year 2027. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says with all the technology on these vehicles, like microphones, cameras, and Bluetooth, personal data about drivers could be revealed, like where their children go to school. And in an extreme scenario, a foreign adversary could remotely take control of multiple vehicles, causing crashes or blocking roadways in the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. forecasters have issued hurricane watches for parts of Cuba and Mexico as a cluster of storms located south of the Cayman Islands could strengthen in upcoming days as it moves north toward the United States. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has that story.
The disturbance is expected to become Hurricane Helene as it approaches the Gulf Coast. Up to 8 inches of rain is forecast for western Cuba and the Cayman Islands, with an isolated total of some 12 inches. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rainfall is also forecasted for the southeastern United States later in the week, threatening flash flooding and river flooding. Helene would be the eighth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1st through November 30th. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews from newsmakers from across the world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.